This is the Adams Road Podcast, an outreach of the Christian music ministry Adams Road. We study verse by verse through the Bible and share music filled with God's Word. Let's start today by listening through Acts chapter 20, verses 30 to 35. Men will arise from among your own selves, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore watch, remembering that for a period of 3 years, I didn't cease to admonish everyone night and day with tears. Now, brothers, I entrust you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or clothing. You yourselves know that these hands served my necessities and those who were with me. In all things I gave you an example, that so laboring you ought to help the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that He Himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Paul, likely with prophetic wisdom and insight, urged them with tears. Again, he told the Ephesian elders in Acts 20, verse 31, "Therefore watch, remembering that for a period of 3 years, I didn't cease to admonish everyone night and day with tears." All right, let's move on. Starting in verse 32 of Acts chapter 20. "Now, brothers, I entrust you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified." Paul didn't lord it over the Ephesian elders when it came to his authority. He recognized that just as he is Christ's, they are Christ's. He entrusted those leaders to God and to the word of His grace. Shepherds, likewise, should feed the congregation with the word and ultimately entrust the sheep to God and to the word of His grace. Leaders shouldn't exercise oversight in a way that's overreaching and overbearing. They're not called to, like, dictate every detail of a Christian's life. Each believer must take personal stewardship and accountability for his decisions. While seeking advice and counsel from leadership for specific life application can be wise at times, ultimately, we can't rely on our pastors to determine our every life decision. A personal relationship with Jesus through the Word and His Spirit ought to dictate our walk. Jesus said, "If you abide in My word, you are truly My disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." John 8:32. Paul put it this way in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3, "But I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ. The head of a wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is God." The head of every man is Christ. Paul entrusted people directly to God and to the word of His grace. There's an understanding and recognition in Scripture that the Holy Spirit is the ultimate teacher. As believers, He abides in us. The Apostle John wrote, "But the anointing that you received from Him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as His anointing teaches you about everything, and is true, and is no lie, just as it's taught you, abide in Him." And Jesus said in John 14, verse 26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He'll teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you." And finally, Paul wrote, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." And that's 2 Corinthians 3, verses 17 to 18. So again, Paul, understanding that just as he is Christ's, those Ephesian elders were also Christ's, and he entrusted them to God and to the word of His grace. Let's keep reading. Paul tells the elders, "I coveted no one's silver, gold, or clothing." Leaders are instructed in 1 Peter 5:3, "Shepherd the flock of God that's among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. Paul didn't take advantage of those under his charge. He told the believers in Thessalonica, "For we never came with words of flattery, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed. God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from people, whether from you or from others, though we could have made demands as apostles of Christ." And that's from 1 Thessalonians 2:6-7. Who hasn't at some point run across one of those prosperity gospel, charismatic television evangelists who flatter, are greedy for gain, and seek glory from men? That kind of stuff makes me sick to the stomach, but it happens. Rich men prey on poor widows and others, promising them health and wealth in exchange for their financial offerings. These in-it-for-the-money cons promise spiritual rewards to those who give, while lining their pockets and living in abundance and luxury. This kind of behavior produces a stench that's repulsive, even to unbelievers. It soils Christianity's reputation before the world. But Paul was not such. He continues, "You yourselves know that these hands served my necessities and those who were with me. In all things, I gave you an example, so that laboring you ought to help the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, 'It's more blessed to give than to receive.'" The Apostle Paul was a humble servant. It was Jesus himself who said, "Whoever would be great among you must be your servant." That's from Matthew 20, verse 26. Paul didn't prey on the weak. He worked hard to support himself and those with him. He labored to help the weak, not devour them. Paul shared a saying of Jesus here in Acts 20, not recorded in the Gospels, but apparently maybe passed along orally. "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Who are the spiritual leaders in your life who have made the most impact? Likely those who not only share the Word of God with you, but also share of themselves. Paul said to the Thessalonians, "So, being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us." That's 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 8. And I think great servant leadership is contagious. If the leader's a servant, it's more likely those under his care will follow suit. Consider times in your life when God has moved you to be generous. Generous with your time, your talents, your finances, your knowledge? Was it fulfilling to pour into other people? Did it bring you joy as you saw how others were being blessed through the gift God gave you to offer? Do we give under compulsion or from a willing and joyful heart? We know God loves a cheerful giver. Now consider times in your life when you were selfish. When you isolated yourself and only looked after your wants and needs? You sought after gain? You sought only to receive? You were focused inwardly on pleasing self? How'd that turn out for you? Feel good afterwards? Selfish pursuits may temporarily satisfy some fleshly craving, but in the long run, they leave us feeling internally empty and ultimately unfulfilled.
Filthy facts have fallen away. we bow our head as a reed. For you oppose the proud, but give grace to the weak. And Jesus, you heal the bruised wound, and you lift the dying frame. When we were dead in our sins, gave us life.
That was Bruised Reed from the Adams Road album Tongues of Fire.
Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will not avenge. Vengeance is the Lord's, and if the world hates us, it hated him first.
Would you die for him? You will have great tribulation in this world. Overcome the world.
Though
That was Overcome from the Adams Road album Tongues of Fire.
Thank you.
This is the Adams Road Podcast, an outreach of the Christian music ministry Adams Road. You can learn more about us at AdamsRoadMinistry.com. Again, that's AdamsRoadMinistry.com. We release a new podcast episode every Saturday. Join us next episode as we examine Acts chapter 20, verses 35 to 38. Grace and peace be with you all.